Okay, these are the explanations for the keywords from the words in the Middle East and Palestine texts. Please listen to these and practice for the test. First of all, the Middle East. This is the name of the whole area, including Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, and Egypt. The whole area. Okay, next one is Israel. Israel is the name of the Jewish country in the Middle East. All right, the next one is Lebanon. This is the country where Hezbollah is. And then the next one is Hezbollah. And Hezbollah is the political group based in Lebanon. Then, after Hezbollah is blockade. And blockade means to stop the enemy from moving or trading in a conflict. So they use ships and airplanes and the army to stop the enemy from moving or trading in a conflict. Okay, next one is airstrike. Airstrike means to attack from the air. So they use an airplane to bomb something, and that's an airstrike. The next one is guerrilla. And guerrilla is the attack and run with small groups of soldiers style of fighting. So this means to attack and run with small groups. It's a style of fighting, guerrilla warfare. Next, civilian. Civilian means a person who is not a soldier, a normal person who is not a soldier. Infrastructure. Infrastructure means things like things that a city needs to run, like electricity, pipes for water, roads, things like this. So Israel bombed Lebanon's infrastructure. So that's why Lebanon didn't have any electricity or water. Next is ceasefire. This means to stop firing or stop fighting in a war. So before they end a conflict, first they have a ceasefire. And that means that everybody agrees to stop shooting. Next one is violation. Violation means to break a rule. It means to break a rule. So in Lebanon, they had a ceasefire, but there were some violations. Some people shot a little. Next is withdrawal. Withdrawal means when an army leaves an area. When the military leaves an area it is invading, that is withdrawal. Next is UNIFIL. UNIFIL is the name of the United Nations Security Force. So it's like the army of the United Nations. Next is Palestinian. This is the name of the culture that was in Israel originally. And these are the people that live in the occupied territories. Next is West Bank. The West Bank is the name of one of the occupied territories. It's the one that's near to Jordan. Hamas. Hamas is the largest political group in the occupied territories. It's a political group in the occupied territories. To occupy is the next one. To occupy means that an army stays in and controls a foreign country. An army stays in a foreign country and controls the foreign country. That means it occupies it. Nasser al-Shair. This is the Palestinian vice prime minister. He's a Palestinian politician, and he was kidnapped, or he was captured by Israel in the West Bank. Okay, next is Ramallah. Ramallah is an area in the West Bank. It's an area in the West Bank, and this is the area that Nasser al-Shair was in when he was captured. Next, to recognize a country. To recognize a country means that you have relations with the country and that you, one country believes another country is a country, so it recognizes the country, and they have... they talk to the other country, so they recognize the country. And the problem is that Hamas does not recognize Israel. All right. Next one is the Palestinian National Authority. This is the name of the Palestinian government now. So the government... the whole government is called the Palestinian National Authority, and one of the political parties is Hamas. Professor. A professor means someone who is a teacher and researcher at a university. And Nasser al-Shair used to be a professor. Next. Pragmatist. Pragmatist means someone who is very practical and wants to do things, useful things. And the opposite of pragmatist would be idealist, someone who always wants something the perfect way. So Nasser al-Shair was a pragmatist, is a pragmatist. Okay. To undermine. To undermine means to make someone's efforts not work. So we usually say undermine someone's efforts. Undermine someone's efforts means that somebody is trying to do something and the other person tries to stop them. And that's called undermining their efforts. All right, Jordan. Jordan is the name of the country to the east of Israel and the occupied territories. And this is the country that the occupied territories originally belonged to. First, the West Bank, anyway. First, the West Bank belonged to Jordan, but Israel took it. Next, the occupied territories. These are the two areas that the Palestinians live in, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Next, the Ottoman Empire. Before Israel became a country, the whole area of Israel and Jordan and Lebanon were all part of the Ottoman Empire. And this is also called the Turkish Empire. This was before World War II. Next, Jewish people. These are the people that moved from Europe and other countries to Israel after the war. Hitler. Hitler was the German leader who tried to kill all of the Jews. And that's why the Jewish people wanted their own country. Palestine was the name of the country before the Ottoman Empire. And before Israel. Okay, refugees. A refugee means someone who has escaped from their country because it's dangerous. And in this situation, many of the Palestinians became refugees after Israel made the country. Okay, so good luck with the test and study the texts and get your essay ready and understand these words. Good luck.